USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A Christmas morning explosion in Nashville wounded at least three people. Police responding to a call of gunshots called for hazmat crews and started evacuating buildings.
So they began knocking on doors, making announcements, communicate with everyone to get people safe. Shortly after that, the RV exploded.
That's Nashville Police Chief John Drake. An audible message warning folks to get out of the area played from that RV for at least 15 minutes. This woman tells News Channel 5 she heard the gunshots and that message.
The whole front of our building is blown up. If that person had just detonated that bomb with no warning and no gunshots, we would have been either very seriously injured or killed.
Police have released surveillance images of the RV believed to be used in this morning's explosion. The FBI and ATF are investigating what appears to be an intentional act. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hospitals in California and Texas are being strained due to another surge in coronavirus cases. A record 19,000 COVID patients are hospitalized in California, with nearly 4,000 in ICU beds. The state is averaging 40,000 new cases a day. There were 312 more deaths announced today. In Texas, hospitalizations are approaching the summer peak. Nearly 11,000 patients are hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state this Christmas. The Texas Department of State Health Services says intensive care units in several parts of the state are full or near capacity. Today, more than 200 new deaths and 3,000 new cases were reported. It was a dark and cold start to Christmas for many across the Northeast thanks to snow and heavy rain and winds that knocked out power. In Pittsburgh, there was record snowfall, the most white stuff on the ground in 85 years. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Nets beat the Celtics 123-95. Kevin Durant had 29 points for Brooklyn, and Kyrie Irving scored 37 with 8 assists in his return for Boston. The Heat got their first win, beating the Pelicans 111-98, and the Bucks blew out the Warriors in Milwaukee 138-99. The Lakers are taking on the Mavericks in Los Angeles, followed by the Nuggets at home versus the Clippers. It was a shootout in the Big Easy. Alvin Kamara tied the NFL record with 6 rushing touchdowns and 155 yards to carry the Saints to a victory over the Vikings, 52-33. New Orleans clinches their 4th straight NFC South title. Neverland Ranch has been purchased. More from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch in California has a new owner and billionaire businessman, Ron Burkle. Burkle views the 2,700-acre property near Santa Barbara as a land banking opportunity. The Wall Street Journal reporting the property was sold for $22 million to Burkle, an associate of the late pop star. The asking price of the property was $100 million in 2016, then it dropped to $67 million a year later. In addition to the 12,500-square-foot main residence and a 3,700-square-foot pool house, the property boasts a separate building with a 50-seat movie theater and dance studio.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.